Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So there is a there's a little bit of more ramping up of Trump attacking DeSantis today. We'll talk about that coming up here next. But first, top three stories. So China appears to simulate its third day of attacking Taiwan. Third day of simulated attacks. Leaked secret Pentagon documents that showed Ukraine war's counteroffensive against Russia has revealed how much spying the United States has been doing on Russia since the, or at least during the Ukraine war, which I don't think is that big of a surprise. And Governor Ron DeSantis trying to lure Supreme Court justices to overturn precedent yet again, this time the precedent pertaining to child rapists, that they should be allowed to get the death penalty. Right now, the precedent is no death penalty unless you've killed somebody. And Florida's looking to pass a law that's going to say, no. You get the death penalty if you're a child rapist, but needs the Supreme Court to be able to overturn precedent in order to get that to stick. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Governor Ron DeSantis today attacking, Donald Trump attacking Governor Ron DeSantis today yet again. Here is what he posted on Truth Social about 8 hours ago. Ron DeSantis is a young man who is not doing well against me in the polls, to put it mildly. I believe that if he decides to run for president, which will only hurt and somewhat divide the Republican Party, he will lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and never be able to successfully run for office again. If he remains governor, which is what Florida's voters assumed, it would be a whole different story. Just saying. But who knows? All right, so I'll break this down right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and our slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so President Trump attacking Governor DeSantis, and this time stating that he's a young man. Is that a dig? Like, all right, so in case people are concerned that Trump is old, he's trying to point out, well, DeSantis is young. That's the negative. So first of all, is it that? Then he says he's not doing well in the polls against me, to put it mildly. Well, we've talked about this before, being that, well, is the reason why he's not doing well in the polls is because he actually hasn't fully, truly announced his candidacy. Like, maybe that's a big reason in and of itself why he's not doing so good in the polls. And then he goes on and says, though, but if he does run for president, it could hurt him. That's putting it mildly. Like, really? Because why would it hurt him? He says it would somewhat divide the Republican Party. And I was saying earlier, like, whenever you have a primary, it divides the party. There's no doubt about it. It divides the party, whether it be Republican primary, whether it be the Democrat primary, it divides the party. But then after you get the nominee, then the party kind of, they rally around the candidate, right? So that being divided is not the issue. The issue is whether you get behind somebody. And so what it sounds like is he's just trying to manipulate, once again, a situation to where he won't have anybody leave the, you know, he doesn't want to have any competition. That's what it seems like to me. And then he says he'd lose the MAGA vote and never be able to get him again. No, that's not true. That's not true either. So anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we're going to get a top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we've got your Florida legislative update, a little Cliff Notes version of that. Hey, bands on the beach coming up tomorrow, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock. And this week's band is Disco Kiss. They're a rock band, so you'll be sure to check that out tomorrow. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go to Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, police say an employee was behind today's deadly shooting at a bank in Kentucky. Four people are dead, nine more injured after the shooting at the Old National Bank in downtown Louisville, where the police chief says the bank shooting suspect was live streaming the rampage. He added one of the officers was shot in the head and needed emergency brain surgery. A 26-year-old officer had just graduated from the academy. In Tennessee, one of the two expelled lawmakers has been reappointed. Democrat Justin Jones was one of the two African-Americans kicked out of the Tennessee House last week for protesting gun violence on the floor after the deadly school shooting in Nashville last month. On Monday, today, Nashville City Council voting unanimously to reinstate him to his vacant seat. And finally, former President Trump is asking the courts to stop his former vice president from testifying in the special counsel's January 6th investigation. Trump's legal team today appealed a judge's decision ordering Mike Pence to testify in the investigation of Trump's efforts to overturn the election, citing executive privilege. Bobby?
Yeah, and Pence has been saying he doesn't want to testify. So it's not like Trump coming out and saying, hey, don't let him testify. Because I've read some things on there like, oh, why is Trump trying to stop him from testifying? Well, Mike Pence has actually said he doesn't want to testify. So that's not, you know, it's actually not a a situation where
Trump's worried that he will
control
yeah.
this one. Yeah, yeah. This is Pence even saying he doesn't feel like he should have to testify or doesn't want to testify or something like that. So. That kind of, which I don't understand necessarily why. I got to be honest. I don't understand why you would not want. I mean, what's it matter? What's it matter if Mike Pence testifies? What's he going to say? Like, there isn't really anything that he could say that's going to be damaging or anything like that. It's just a matter of, like, what happened on that day? Did Trump say anything? Unless Trump said something.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know? Yeah.
So if Trump said something, then that'd be it. But we know that Mike Pence did not believe that he could stop the that he could prevent the election results. We do know that. And Trump did believe that he could. But so what? You sharing your thoughts that you feel like you can't you couldn't stop the election results, that you couldn't stop the certification of the election results. Trump says you could. So what? Like, it's two different, you know, what's it matter if you testify to that fact? I guess that's what that's the point I'm making is I don't understand why this is becoming such a big issue of like, well, we don't want him to do this and we want him to do that. And it's like, I don't see why it matters, but oh, well, just more Trump drama there. That seems to just never go away is what it comes down to it. So, and we still have, you know, I actually saw today that former Attorney General Bill Barr said that something along the lines of he believes that the DA in Manhattan must have found some sort of evidence of obstruction from Trump. This is an about face from Attorney General William Barr about this case. Initially, and he's still saying he believes it's politically motivated. But initially he was saying this is just a politically motivated case against Trump. But now he's saying, but the fact that a grand jury was willing to go ahead and do an indictment after federal prosecutors had investigated and decided not to press charges, they must have discovered something else that shows obstruction. Otherwise, they would not have risked this aspect. And so with them doing that, it might very well have something that – now, whether they'll be able to get a felony charge out of this, this is a whole different story. Right. Because even if it's just a misdemeanor charge, which is what the Trump administration is saying, is like even if he did something wrong, it was just a misdemeanor. And that does not bar him from running for president. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer. Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report right now on I-10 and I-110. We are checking in clear as well as posted speeds on 98. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we got a quick update for you from the legislative session that happened today. That's next on News Radio
92.3. I should move, cause New York is getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kind of sunny out. And I don't want to hang no more.
It's so Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So before I get to this other thing here, as it pertains to the, the presidential race, Chris Christie starting to speak out a little bit more. And even rumored to behind the scenes say that he's willing to run for president just to stop Trump from being the candidate, which I think is pretty bold of him to think that he could pull votes away from Trump. But that's what he's saying. Now he's saying over the weekend in an interview on TV, he thinks that Trump is the only Republican who can't beat Biden. He thinks pretty much any other Republican nominated would beat Biden. Well, I disagree with him a little bit on that. I believe anybody can beat Biden at this point. I'm sorry. I know that Trump is very controversial, but for a lot of people, if he's the nominee this time around, I think Republicans would support him more than what they did even last time because they see how bad and disastrous Biden has been. And it's like, okay, as bad as... as much as I didn't like Trump and I don't like his blah, 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 and his demeanor and blah, 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 well, at least he's better than Biden. And so I disagree with him there. And and this comes from a position where I talked about a lot last week. I think it's time for us to move on from Trump. So personally, I do think it's time for us to move on from Trump. I feel like if we have other options like Governor DeSantis, like a Tim Scott, like, Nikki Haley, even, then I think we ought to look at those options. But that being said, if Trump is the option, he is to me, it's a no-brainer. Biden is a disaster. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Real quick here, Florida legislative update. Not a lot of things happened here. We're in the second half of the legislative session now. There's been a boating safety bill that has gotten another look. It's fixing some insurance problems, but it's also addressing anchoring limitations. And like where you should limit anchoring. Also, the bill that's dealing with auto glass lawsuits has been getting revised. So there's a lot of pushback on that bill.
I should be scared, honey, maybe so. But I am worried about it right now.
Fossey on News Radio 92.3. We've got your sign of the apocalypse coming up here in about 5 minutes. And we've also got a couple of stories pertaining to some pop culture related things, some singer related news for you coming up here in a little bit as well. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. China appears to go through its third day of war simulations against Taiwan. Oh boy. Leaked Pentagon documents that showed the counteroffensive of Ukraine against Russia shows also the U.S.'s spying efforts on Russia's war in Ukraine, or on Russia in Ukraine, which we kind of know this as well. I mean, every time we get some sort of report where the Pentagon reports that X number of soldiers, Russian soldiers have died, it's like, well, how do they know that information? Unless they were, unless they had been spying on them to get the information. So, and then Governor DeSantis trying to lure Supreme Court conservatives to overturn landmark precedent. Yet again, this precedent is pertaining to the death penalty, trying to say that the death penalty should not only be limited to murderers. It should also be opened up to child rapists, which is what the state of Florida is trying to pass a bill trying to do. All right, those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. The Major League Baseball is underway right now. Earlier today, the White Sox beat the Twins. And right now, the Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians are tied at 2 apiece at the bottom of the fifth. Top of the fourth, Baltimore Orioles are leading the Oakland A's 3-1. Houston Astros lead the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-1 at the top of the fourth. Middle of the fifth inning, Tampa Bay Rays are still scoreless against the Boston Red Sox. That game is 0-0, middle of the fifth inning. Then the Miami Marlins, unfortunately, are getting beat 5-0 by the Phillies, bottom of the fourth. Padres and Mets is still scoreless in the bottom of the second. The Atlanta Braves are playing the Cincinnati Reds. That game is scoreless right now as well. That game is on ESPN+. And then the game just started between the Seattle Mariners and the Cubs. The WNBA draft has started already, and the number one draft pick was Haley Jones from Stanford. So she's been picked up by the Dream. And then let's see here. What's her name? I just want to blank her name. Her name, Grace. Grace Berger. She's from the where is that team? The Indiana. Indiana. She is the number two pick, and right now on the clock is the third. We got the third pick in the draft right now. So NHL hockey underway. Dallas Stars are beating Detroit 3-0. Florida Panthers are still, it's a scoreless game between the Panthers and Toronto. Buffalo Sabres lead the Rangers 1-0. Carolina Hurricanes are losing to Ottawa 2-0. Washington leads the Islanders 3-0. Winnipeg over San Jose Sharks 3-1. And coming up at 8 o'clock on ESPN is Minnesota against Chicago. The rest of those games are on ESPN+. Then let me get you your sports news real quick, and then we'll get your traffic on the fives. Odell Beckham Jr. is signed a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson says he approves, yet Lamar Jackson's still looking to be traded. Dwayne Haskins' ex-wife, widow, when he was, you remember, he was the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback who was killed by being hit by a bus. His widow has sued now, accusing 14 people of a conspiracy to drug him in a blackmail conspiracy, and then that's what led to his death. NFL teams are asking the Cardinals about now we're talking about the NFL's back over to the NFL. NFL teams are asking the Cardinals about their number three draft pick. People are trying to move up to the third pick in the draft. Over in the NBA, the Timberwolves have suspended Rudy Gobert for their play-in game against the Lakers. He punched a teammate in the last game, and then at halftime, apparently he got in a scuffle with another teammate, and they sent him home at halftime. He didn't even finish out the game, and now they're suspending him for the next game. And the Detroit Pistons have gone ahead and fired their coach, so they've started a new coaching search, and the NBA set records for attendance and sellouts this season. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good with posted speeds, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good, as well as 98 Gulf Breeze Parkway throughout Gulf Breeze. We have Tiger Point checking in clear on 98, as well as 98 throughout Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's traffic line number. And I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so Miley Cyrus's new song, Flowers, has topped the Billboard charts. Also, it has been named the most consumed song of 2023 thus far. So it is a pretty popular song. It's catchy, very catchy song. But and there's a slowed down version of it as well that I think sounds pretty good. So it has hit 1 trillion streams. A trillion streams. Holy cow. All right. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of times listening to it. Then another singer-related story out there. Madonna. Madonna allegedly was affected by the critics of her face. So remember, she came out at the Grammys, and everybody was like, whoa, who is that? Like, she just looked unrecognizable. Her face is so swollen. She has so many fillers. It's just like she just looked so unnatural and just weird. Apparently, she was affected by the critics, and she wants her to go back to her natural appearance of her face before she hits her world tour. So, hey, I mean, if she can, awesome. But oftentimes you don't see the changes going back. Now, Gracie, though, you were saying you've seen these celebrities reversing. They have been reversing some of these fillers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I can't remember who exactly, but I feel like I heard another kind of famous person was like, I'm dissolving my lip fillers and taking out my some kind of implants somewhere. So I don't know.
I do know that they've been reversing breast implants like crazy, because there's been a lot of new things coming out showing negative effects of breast implants and stuff. So I have seen a lot of the celebrities going, yeah, I'm getting rid of these things. But I haven't heard about the lip filler, them reducing or getting rid of lip fillers and things like that before. So I don't know how they handle all that stuff, but okay. So we'll see what happens. By the way, I mean, Madonna's only 64 years old, but man, she did some stuff to her face. No doubt about that. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Remember a while ago, we talked about how they discovered the woolly mammoth. They discovered the DNA of a woolly mammoth, and we were talking about, what are they going to do with this thing? Are they going to try to resurrect it? They're going to try to create a new woolly mammoth like they did with Jurassic Park? Like, surely they saw the movie and realized that that's not going to go over very well. Well, no, they decided to do something a little bit different. They've created a meatball out of mammoth meat. Wait, what? Yes. They created the mammoth meatball using cultivated meat that they've developed from the DNA of the woolly mammoth. Okie dokie. So yeah, so we're like, hey, so we found this DNA of an extinct animal, and this company's like, I wonder what it tastes like. Like, let's find out what it tastes like. It's awesome. Oh boy, that isn't that our society though? Wait, we have an extinct animal that we now have the DNA for. I want to eat it. Like, what's wrong with us? I'm laughing, but you know I'd buy it. I would totally try this. Like, and I'm a plant-based eater, but I'm like, somebody like, you want to try a mammoth ball? I'm like, yeah, actually I do. Next thing you know, I'm getting dodo balls, mammoth balls, there's all kinds of things, all kinds of different meatballs that you'd be eating. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Is mammoth meat kosher? I don't know. Oh, thank you very much. Texter here says Courtney Cox, the actress, was one that removed her fillers. That's right. She did have a bunch of fillers in her face. Now I think about it. Oh, I'll have to look it up in the break. All right. Pence call right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We've got a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And I got a couple of other food related stories for you. So stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about how Madonna now is saying she wants to get her face to look back to its natural look. She's heard the complaints and the critics of her face looking completely unnatural, and she wants her face to go back to normal by the time she starts her tour. And I was like, I don't even know if that's possible. I mean, her face is so puffed up, and it just looks so distorted and everything. I got a text here that says Courtney Cox had all of her fillers removed. So I Googled it, and oh my goodness, yeah. So her face looked, it wasn't as bad as Madonna's, but it was definitely all puffy and round and, you know, just looked strange. And she had her fillers removed, and now she looks like herself. She didn't have them removed. She had them dissolved, they said. Dissolved? That seems very, but not good for you. But yeah, now she looks like herself again. So I guess maybe it'll happen with Madonna. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, police say the gunman who opened fire at a bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, was a 23-year-old former employee at the bank. Four people dead and nine injured at the attack at the Old National Bank. President Biden has signed a bill ending the national COVID emergency. The GOP-led resolution was opposed by most Democrats in the House, but the White House had said it would not veto it if it made it to Biden's desk. The State Department is designating a Wall Street Journal reporter as being wrongfully detained by Russia. That means the case of Evan Gershkovich will now be handled at the State Department through the Office of the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs. And the Dalai Lama is offering his apology after video emerged of him kissing a young boy on the lips and asking him to suck on his tongue. The video, filmed last month, has drawn outrage from some. A statement out today from the spiritual leader's office says he wants to apologize to the boy and his family for the hurt his words may have caused. Bobby?
Yeah, somebody sent that to me over the weekend.
I just saw it. Yeah.
I'm talking about that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Just, yeah. I'm just like, I don't.
Don't know how to say what to say to that.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. It's just next level.
If you want
to
watch it, watch it. If you don't, then don't.
Yeah, no. Nope, not interested. I saw the headline and I was like, yeah, I'm not pushing play on this. No, thank you. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. We're talking about mammoth meatballs being developed off the DNA of a woolly mammoth. This is it. I wonder, Bobby, what mammoth meatballs taste in a whole wheat spaghetti. I have no idea, but I'm interested in finding out myself. All right. New cup of noodles flavor. You know, cup of noodles, the ramen noodles in a cup. You just add the hot water, put the lid back on it, let it heat up. They're coming out with a... It's a limited edition flavor for breakfast, cup of noodles breakfast. So it's actually ramen in a sauce or liquid that tastes like maple syrup, pancakes, sausage, and eggs. That does not sound good. That does not sound good to me. No. I forgot about this, but 2 years ago, they actually came out with a pumpkin spice version. Somebody texted in and says, remember when they did the pumpkin spice flavored ramen? And I'm like, oh, I forgot all about that. But yeah, a couple of years ago, they did a pumpkin spice flavored limited edition. So now they're doing a breakfast limited edition. Gross. Taco Bell is letting fans pick its next throwback menu item. You can either choose between the beefy crunch burrito or the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos. And I was surprised they got rid of the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos in the first place. Like, I like that one way better than the nacho one. So, like, what are you doing getting rid of that one? So now you get to choose. You have to be a Taco Bell Rewards member to weigh in. I got another Cool Ranch Doritos related story for you right after Traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, no slowdowns to report on Highway 90. That's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We're also looking good on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There's a new, you know, the popcorn that's Smart Food is the brand, Smart Food Popcorn. Smart Food Popcorn is coming out with a new flavor. Cool Ranch Doritos flavored popcorn. I actually think I would like this. I would probably eat the whole bag. It's just, it like, this might not be a good thing to come out. They're like, here's Smart Food, only 70 calories per cup. Oh, yeah? How much for the whole bag? Like, you need to put the calorie content of the whole bag on this one. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be at Sam's Club exclusively initially. Through May, I believe it is. Yeah, through the end of May. But yeah, you get that Cool Ranch flavor on the popcorn. Yeah, I'm thinking that's, go ahead.
That's dangerous because my two favorite chips are Cool Ranch Doritos and white cheddar Smart Popcorn.
There you go. Now you mix them. Oh yeah, boy. Need to get a bag of each and mix the bag.
Oh my gosh. So
that would be good. That would be a good combination. The white cheddar mixed with the Cool Ranch. That'd be a good combo.
It's a good thing I don't have a Sam's card because I would go crazy.
They're only like $30, so that's not holding back that much. I saw this study. People buy less booze when stores have non-alcoholic options on the shelves. And that's right. According to a study out of England, increasing the availability of non-alcoholic drinks in the alcoholic section will actually reduce the number of alcohol sales. This was a study done in England because they're trying to figure out how to combat Britain's drinking problem. I didn't know they had a big drinking problem, but apparently they did. And it got worse during the pandemic, and it's not really reversed. We've seen a bit of reversal here in the United States where, you know, yeah, people drank like crazy during the pandemic. We had a lot of liver failure and all this other stuff, but it's kind of reversed back. But apparently in England, it has not. And what they found is when you have more non-alcoholic options on the shelves near the alcohol, then people will choose at least a little bit more often. It's Pensacola right now. Oh, I was just at Sam's and I saw those Doritos popcorn. There you go. It's already on the shelves. Holy smokes. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.